There's a mandatory mask order in Massachusetts courts, but WBUR found that not everyone is wearing them. WBUR's Beth Healy reports.
How are you going to arrest me for what?
Just go, guys.
You're trespassing.
That's the sound of a man not wearing a mask and shouting at New Bedford District Court officers while refusing to leave the court grounds. Tensions are running high in the wake of a coronavirus outbreak that affected 11 employees and forced the court to close for several days recently. Part of the problem is that some court employees here had become lax, not always wearing masks or maintaining social distance. That's something lawyers are complaining about at other courthouses.
There are reports of judges not wearing masks, court officers, probation, clerks.
That's Victoria Kelleher, president of the Massachusetts Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers. Her members are concerned for themselves and their clients.
And so when you have a situation where the people at the top, the judges, are not following their own orders and there's no oversight, it creates problems like what we saw in New Bedford.
At one court lawyers have complained about, the East Boston District Court off Maverick Square, many staffers were not wearing masks during a recent visit by WBUR. Court officers in the main courtroom had masks tucked under their chins, while in the clerk's office, no one wore masks at their desks. An officer seated by the exit door wore his mask below his nose. The court's clerk magistrate did not respond to a request for comment. Paula Carey is Chief Justice of the state's trial courts. She says judges, clerks, and court officers need to wear masks and enforce the rules.
Together, they are the leaders of the court, and they should be setting the tone as to the operation of our courts. And frankly, we're looking to keep people safe.
Numerous courts have closed temporarily due to COVID since the system reopened to the public in July. This week, the state listed four, including Wareham District Court and Worcester Probate and Family Court. People can send safety complaints about the courts to a central email hotline. However, enforcement is still largely dependent on the individual courthouses. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beth Healy.